Hollywood may have typecast the bassoon as a comedic star, but Susan Lewis has more on the instrument's great lyrical expressiveness.
In the mid-20th century, the bassoon became linked with bouncy comedies and cartoons. Yet back in 1774, when Mozart wrote his bassoon concerto, he knew the instrument could sing like a diva.
It's such a beautiful and joyful piece.
Philadelphia Orchestra principal bassoon Daniel Matsukawa sang in a boys' choir, then in a teenage punk rock band. When he fell in love with a bassoon after hearing it on the radio, singing became the way he approached playing.
I would sing, and then I would try to emulate that through my bassoon, and it's the most natural way to create music.
Made of maple wood and standing over 4 feet tall, the bassoon is actually 8 to 10 feet of tubing folded in half. Its large size belies its versatility.
People think of it as a low instrument and not so virtuosic. And I think people are often surprised once they can hear that the bassoon can do many things.
But Mozart knew, writing into his concerto both lyrical melodies and acrobatic passages.
I would love people to remember that singing aspect rather than the bouncy Humpty Dumpty character.
Other composers with concertos for bassoon include Vivaldi, Bach, Hummel, Weber, and Philadelphia's own David Ludwig, whose concerto Matsukawa premiered in 2013.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.